Right, let's start looking ahead to the 2017 Major League Soccer season. MLS Monday returns. We are joined by the MLS journalist, Drew Farmer. Drew, welcome.
Hey, Andy. It's good to be back. It feels like we just ended and put 2016 season to rest, but we're already ready to kick off 2017, only 11 days away, so on with the show.
Yeah, 2017, it does seem to have come around for everybody that I've spoken to as a really quick thing. I mean, it is fresh in the mind what happened in the final last season, but we're getting ready for this new season, and we've got new teams coming in this time, Drew. How have all their preparations, this being Minnesota and Atlanta, how are they preparing as you've seen it?
Well, as you said, there's two new expansion teams coming into the league, and you know, a lot of people are really excited about these teams. We've got a team in Atlanta, Atlanta United, that is, and Minnesota United, who join, and both are going to give a bit of regional rivalries to some of the teams that already exist in the league, Atlanta being close to Orlando and kind of shoring up that southeastern area, Minnesota being in the upper Midwest, so they have a little bit of a natural rivalry with Chicago and Sporting Kansas City. So, you know, a lot of excitement about these teams coming in. Atlanta is really starting fresh from the ground up. This team has never played a game before, never a professional game, that is, before until preseason this year. So they're starting from scratch. They're owned by the ownership group that owns the Atlanta Falcons NFL team. So there's a little bit of a tie in there. They know really what they're doing when it comes to professional sports. And in Minnesota United's case, they are a team who has been in the North American Soccer League for the last few seasons, and now they're making the step up to the top flight. So really exciting for them. And, you know, 22 teams now in Major League Soccer, so here we go. You know, the league keeps expanding and keeps going on, so, you know, where it stops, we don't know yet.
I've got to ask, though, and I'm all for Major League expansion. I have always enjoyed new franchises coming into American sport. It's a very uniquely American thing, but I love the NFL, and straight away when I think of Minnesota, I think, oh, well, the Vikings. And I know in baseball there's the Twins. Then if you look at Atlanta, you mentioned the Falcons. I mean, it's the same ownership, but there's that established name there. I mean, what a season Falcons had in the NFL. And there's the Braves. And these are already cities with very strong sports brands. Do they need soccer teams? Can the soccer teams flourish there?
Well, I think that's kind of part of the idea. Is they've already identified these cities as cities that have a very strong sports culture, if you will. So I think that's part of the reason to really go into these cities and add a soccer team as well. Don't forget, some of these teams also have NHL teams, NBA teams, and whatnot. So, you know, they're just kind of adding to that pack and really giving fans you know, more variety to spend their money to go and see. You know, so it's really exciting, I guess you could say, to see some of these teams pop up in these cities. And you're right, we don't really see a lot of teams showing up in cities where there's not already a professional franchise.
It's funny, we're in the first episode of 2017, we're just a few minutes in, and already the M money word has been mentioned.
Yeah, that's right.
To the players that they've recruited, I mean, with Atlanta, I can remember the end of last year, 2016, we were talking about the fact that Ken Wynn-Jones was going to be a part of their franchise. Minnesota, I've not seen a name that's absolutely grabbed me. I mean, in terms of player recruitment of Minnesota, because they've previously played in the NASL, are they relying on some of the players from that, or are they going with a complete new squad?
Well, they brought a few of those players over, and you're right. There's not really one player that really jumps out and says, hey, this is going to be the real face of the franchise. But there is one player that they've gone out and signed, and that's Kevin Molina, who they've brought in from Orlando City. Now, Adrian Heath, former Orlando City coach, he is now in charge of Minnesota United, and he's coached Molina for what seems like forever. And he's really identified him as being one of the players who could be one of the top-tier MLS players. And so they went out, they got him over the offseason. But really, other than that, Minnesota hasn't really you know, made too big of a splash. Now, Atlanta, they identified one player that they really wanted early on, and that was Brad Guzan, who they signed from Middlesbrough. He's a former Aston Villa player, as many will know. And they really have identified him to be the face of the franchise. He's come in, he's going to you know, be their starting goalkeeper from day one. And I think that whole idea was to really get fans excited. We've got this former U.S. national team player. He was just brought back from England. So you know, that's the kind of the direction that we've seen Atlanta go in. So a little bit different from both new teams.
To branch out to the whole of the MLS, and just as we're on the subject of player recruitment and transfers and things, I haven't kept a complete eye on this, but I have not seen Major League Soccer as a league make a standout signing. There's not one name that I've seen. There is a huge name in football that is committed to be a Major League Soccer player. Now, is that just a case of I've just missed it, Drew, or am I right that there hasn't been that big name this time?
Well, you're not the only one that's missed it, because if it's happened, I've missed it too. Because I've really not seen MLS go out for that major player. You know, we've seen the Pirlos come over, the Gerrards, the David Beckhams, but, you know, those players are kind of, in a way, running out for Major League Soccer teams to sign. So perhaps we're seeing right now MLS, instead of bringing a big name player over to really excite fans, maybe the motivation now is to expand the league, bring in new teams, and that's how they're going to really, you know, interest fans, because, you know, there's a lot of new soccer fans that have been made and a lot of people who are very interested. And it's not necessarily those big names that are doing it.
A couple of names that I've, on just a personal level, that I've seen. Freddie Montero, formerly at my Seattle Sounders, is back in the league following some time in China. I think it's just a loan, I think I'm right in saying. He's now playing for Vancouver Whitecaps in the 2017 season. And Dax McCarty, who as a name I've always thought was amazing. Dax McCarty's played in New York. He's now transferred to Chicago. Drew, why on earth would anybody ever transfer to Chicago Fire? They have been naff for years.
Well, one of two things. Either Chicago have really, you know, made a great deal to New York Red Bulls, or the Red Bulls have seen something, a bit of a decline in Dax McCarty, and that's why they've decided to move him on. But, you know, earlier today you asked me to identify some of the best off-seasons, some of the teams that had the best off-seasons, and you just mentioned two that I think have had a really good off-season, and that's Vancouver by signing Freddie Montero. That's an outstanding signing. Montero was brilliant for Seattle, 25 goals in 63 games when he was there. And I think he's really going to improve that team. And even though I don't think Chicago is going to be that good and I don't think they're going to necessarily make the playoffs, I think the signing of Dax McCarty and with Juninho, who is a former LA Galaxy midfielder, he was there during that Beckham era when they were winning cups. I think those two moves were outstanding, and I think they'll be better, but I don't think they're going to be, you know, anything special at the end of the year. But, you know, two very good, promising off seasons from those two teams.
What about anybody else? Have they inspired you with their off season and make you think, actually, these could be the dark horses for the season?
Not so much a dark horse, Andy, but I have picked your Seattle Sounders as a team that's had a really good off season. Now, this was a good team at the end of last year. We all know they won the MLS Cup, had a great second half of the season. But in my opinion, they've gone out and gotten stronger in the off season. Really by making two key signings. One was adding Harry Shipp, who had come over from Montreal Impact, and adding Will Bruin, who's going to be a backup striker coming in from Houston Dynamo. The team will also get Clint Dempsey back, who you might remember last year was out for the tail end of the season with an irregular heartbeat, but he's been cleared to play. He's been playing in preseason. And I think Seattle's really strengthened this year, and I think that Western Conference is going to be a very difficult proposition for anyone going for the MLS Cup.
Anyone that you think's had a bit of a disastrous offseason?
For me, Andy, I think that the Eastern Conference is very weak to me compared to that Western Conference, and we've seen that over the last couple of years. Last two MLS Cup winners have come from the West, Seattle and Portland before them, but teams like New England and DC United really haven't gone out and done much, mostly draft picks. They've brought in a few other signings here and there, DC United adding Sebastian Letou from Philadelphia Union. So, you know, I don't really see teams like that, DC and New England, making too many strides. And we've also seen Toronto FC kind of stay where they were on the tail end of last season. Again, MLS Cup runners-up, a good season from them, and they're going to try to keep things going with that trio of Jozy Altidore, Sebastian Giovinco, and Michael Bradley.
Just one final thing before we wrap up this first MLS Monday of 2017. I've already noticed a theme developing across the league, Drew, and this is only based on a couple of things, but it's already stuck with me. MLS 2017 seems to be the year of the tattoos There's Philadelphia, who I can't remember the exact wording, but they almost want like an official club tattooist or so. And then there's this whole thing last season where some Seattle fan got a tattoo. It was thought that it looked like Celine Dion. And I think they said, right, if we win MLS in 2016, I will get Celine Dion tattooed on myself. This person has since gone through with it. So already, Drew, it's the year that tattoos are making headlines in Major League Soccer.
Yeah, that's right. Tattoos are obviously a big part of sports culture these days. And you're right, Union have signed, or actually they're on the lookout for a chief tattoo officer. So that's a fantastic position for any tattoo artist in the Philadelphia region who will looks like they're going to get tons of business from professional athletes and fans. But, you know, you're right. It is the year of the tattoo. We're seeing it become even more popular. And, you know, I was back in the U.S. over the Christmas holidays, and from where I'm from, which is, you know, what we call the flyover region, that Midwest area, not too far away from Kansas City there, sort of in Kansas City. But, you know, I've noticed that tattoos and things like tattoos and the tattoo culture is just grown and grown and grown, and it's becoming even more acceptable. So, you know, seeing a club hire a tattoo chief officer is something that I guess we're going to be seeing more of in the coming years.
Do you suspect there's a trend being set with Celine Dion tattoos as well?
Well, I'm not so sure about Celine Dion tattoos, but you know, I'm sure there'll be something ridiculous come up at the end of the year that some fan will get, you know, by the time we get to the end of the 2017 season.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to see what happens with that. It's really been great to get you back for MLS Monday. If you're listening to this, you're going to get in touch with myself or Drew, use the hashtag on Twitter, MLS Monday. We'll pick those. We're going to try and make that a bit more of a thing as we go through the season. So hashtag MLS Monday for that. Drew, though, for episode one of 2017, it's been brilliant to get you back on.
Yeah, it's been great to be back, and I can't wait to talk for the next several months of the 2017 season.